So many of the details of the settlement have been released and talked about in the last day or so. But I know President Obama called it a start. And what I'm wondering is, what does it mean for New York specifically? Maybe we'll start there, both in terms of money and New Yorkers who are now facing foreclosure.
The president was absolutely right. This is one step on a long path towards accountability for the folks that blew up the American economy and towards relief for the American homeowners who were injured by that misconduct. So New Yorkers, the first thing that folks will see in New York is funding for legal services and housing counseling. That's really the first piece of this settlement that's going to hit the ground and make a difference in the lives of New Yorkers. We secured $136 million, more than per underwater homeowner than any other state, because New York, we really do have pretty good laws to protect you from wrongful foreclosure. But statewide, 345,000 or so homes are at risk of foreclosure, and far too many of those folks are going it alone. If you don't have counsel, it's very, very hard to sort your way through the process. So the first thing that New Yorkers are going to see is funding for those services to ensure a good day in court and that our judicial system can protect homeowners. Then there's going to be a period of time when the banks have to reach out to everyone who has an underwater mortgage, which just means that your home is worth less than the mortgage you're carrying. So say you have a $250,000 mortgage, but the market value of your house is only $200,000, you're underwater. And we put an affirmative obligation on the banks in the settlement to reach out to all of the underwater homeowners in New York and negotiate with them towards either principal reduction or modifying their interest rate. There are a variety of different things on the menu. We will be monitoring that in our office, and there's also a national monitor that's been set up, and they got a terrific person to do that, the former banking commissioner of North Carolina, Joseph Smith, and he will have a staff and attorneys to monitor the banks and review their own records to make sure they're complying with all the terms of the deal. So HUD estimates that New Yorkers may get as much as $700 million in principal reduction, and we'll keep working towards that goal. But the most important thing about this settlement, honestly, is really what's not in it. What's not in it, and what was being proposed by the banks when I got involved in this about a year ago, was a very broad release for all of the misconduct that actually blew up the American economy in 2007 and 2008.
So there can still be criminal prosecutions,
All criminal prosecutions still on the table. And all
except the robo signing was the only thing that was a concession, right?
Well, we haven't relieved anyone of any criminal liability. There is no waiver of any state or federal criminal claims in the release. The banks bought off some of the civil liability on robo signing, but really and related conduct in foreclosures, but all of that really is post-crash conduct. So these are forms of misconduct and that they should be punished. But we preserve the rights of every homeowner who was wrongfully foreclosed on. The homeowners can still, now that they're going to have better access to legal services, go after banks if they were wrongfully foreclosed on or if there's abuse in the foreclosure process. So we preserved all the rights of the homeowners to proceed. And we preserved all of the rights of the federal and state agencies, the prosecutors that I'm working with on the new joint task force that President Obama set up to investigate the conduct that really was the worst stuff, the things that blew up the economy, how they artificially inflated the housing bubble, how they packaged together loans that should never have been made into toxic securities and sold these mortgage-backed securities to pension funds and mutual funds all around the world. That investigation is going forward more aggressively than ever. Through the joint working group that the president announced in the State of the Union speech,
I do want to get to that in a minute. But just staying on this settlement for a second, there are some things that seem like drawbacks on it. It's going to take up to 3 years for the banks to react. People who are already foreclosed will get maybe just $2,000 in the form of a check. It seems like there's nothing that can make these people whole again.
Well, there's not, and as the president noted, nothing is ever going to restore us to where we were before 2007. I mean, we've lost $7.4 trillion in home equity in this country because of the crash. And a lot of people who didn't even have homes were hurt, people who just lost their jobs, people whose retirement funds lost value. So we're not getting everything back. But the $2,000 it has to be seen in the context. That's a penalty that people will get. They still have their right to pursue the bank for wrongfully foreclosing on them. The problem is that they haven't had attorneys for now. So that's why in structuring this the way New York wanted to approach the settlement, we wanted to insist on extra money for legal services, housing counseling, and other things to help homeowners. Because if you can get into court still and prove that you were wrongfully foreclosed on, which the homeowners still have, accepting that $2,000 check does not mean you giving up any other legal rights. They certainly still have the right to and the ability, if they can prove they were wrongfully foreclosed on, to recover a lot more.
So it's potential they could get some money and maybe get a new home down the road. Now, you and Attorney General Biden in Delaware, I think one other, were holding out for a better deal for a long time. Why did you ultimately agree to settle?
Well, the major issue for me was always the scope of the immunity given to the banks, the scope of the releases. A year ago when I first heard about this negotiation, the banks, understandably enough, were seeking broad releases. They wanted to take a case that was really just about robo-signing and abuses in the foreclosure process and use it to get immunity from securities fraud claims, tax fraud claims, the claims that relate to the bundling of bad mortgages into mortgage-backed securities that I believe people knew or should have known were going to start to lose their value very, very quickly. There were tens of thousands of loans packaged into mortgage-backed securities where people didn't even make one payment. It was just, you know, by the time you got into 2005, 2006, they were giving mortgages to people who clearly couldn't handle them and packaging those mortgages as quickly as they could into pools so that they could sell off as securities and then go get some more bad mortgages to package into securities. All of those claims have been preserved now. The banks did not get the release they wanted from their liability relating to all of those claims, and that's what we're pursuing.
And you think if you hadn't held out, you wouldn't have got that. Some have said that it has to do with your appointment to President Obama's task force, that you mentioned that maybe the president wanted you to just sign on, get this finished, move on to the next thing.
Well, the key to that is making sure there was a next thing to move on to. If we released all of the claims, the joint task force is another very, very positive step. I was holding out to make sure that whether it was me by myself or with a few other AGs or now with the cooperation of big federal agencies like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Department of Justice, that we could preserve these claims and pursue the banks for the misconduct that blew up the economy. This settlement is really just a down payment on accountability and relief. And while we hope that a lot of New Yorkers are going to get relief under its terms and that with counsel, people will stop foreclosures that shouldn't be going forward. We know there's a bigger, there are bigger issues out there. There should be more accountability and a much more significant financial relief at the end of the next investigation. And I think the joint working group, we've already met several times. It's only 2 weeks old, and we had an all-day session in Washington on Tuesday, meeting with our colleagues, going over all the possible federal and state claims that are out there. And it's wonderful to have the commitment of resources we're getting. U.S. attorneys from around the country were involved, as well as some of my colleagues in the Attorney General's offices. So I think you're going to see much more aggressive action on the securities fraud and related issues that really were at the heart of bringing down the economy through this working group in the months ahead.
You know, as you mentioned, you're going to focus on the pre-crash conduct. I mean, I guess the question I would have is, Is some of that conduct, was it illegal at the time? And also, why hasn't anyone done this yet?
Well, there is some conduct that was market abuse, but you know, was legal. There was a period of reckless deregulation that went on during the Bush presidency. And I think that in the case of conduct that was legal but shouldn't be legal, it's important for us to get the facts out there so we can make sure this never happens again. But some of the conduct was, I think, illegal, and some of it may not rise to the level of criminal conduct, but in that case, people should be sued, so they have to give up the money they made, and if it rises to the level of criminality, they should be prosecuted. But we're proceeding on all three levels in the joint investigation that was launched 2 weeks ago, and I expect to see results on all three levels. But your point about the legality is very, very important, because our three goals here really are holding accountable to people who engaged in misconduct, civilly and criminally wherever it's appropriate. The second is relief, meaningful relief for homeowners and for investors who got stuck with the bad securities. And this settlement is just a down payment on much bigger relief down the road. But the third is to get the facts out there so this never happens again. I mean, there are a lot of folks out there trying to rewrite history and make it sound as though this was an earthquake or a tsunami that brought down the American economy. This was a man-made disaster. This was done when regulators turned a blind eye to reckless misconduct in the mortgage-backed securities industry, and I intend to pursue it aggressively, and I believe my my counterparts in some of the other states and federal agencies working with me have the same approach.
Yeah, because it sounds like it might be already happening again. There's been reports of bundling of insurance policies and selling them off, so it doesn't seem like there was a lesson learned. But.
Well, I think it's important for us to understand that this all regulation is bad ideology that's been sold by the far right. The markets are supposed to be a football game, not a street fight. You know what I mean? Everyone's supposed to fight hard to make profits, and that's good. But there are rules, there are lines, and it works for everybody when everyone understands the rules, and there's one set of rules for everyone. And we reached the point in America in the middle of the last decade when it was clear there wasn't one set of rules for everyone, that the people who were cutting corners were getting competitive advantages over good folks in the financial services industry who were abiding by the rules. And we have to make sure that never happens again. There's a chance now with the federal Dodd-Frank legislation and the rules being put into effect to enforce that to make sure this never happens again. And I intend to make telling the story a big part of what we do going forward with our investigation.
Just one quick question, because I've taken up a lot of your time on the MERS lawsuit. This is essentially you're suing Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo. They circumvented normal foreclosure rules by using this kind of central electronic registry. And you're suing in state court for
yes,
that.
Yes, we filed that suit, and that lawsuit was preserved. We can go forward with it even after the settlement. Because the MERS system, we contend, was badly abused by the banks, that they weren't maintaining accurate records, that they were certifying people who really weren't MERS employees as officers of MERS to sign documents, and we're challenging the way the system evolved. It is legal to register mortgages in New York in the name of this shadowy electronic registry called MERS, but that doesn't mean you're allowed to abuse the process. So we have broad claims for relief that we're pursuing in that litigation, and we're gonna keep moving forward with that, and we made sure it was carved out of the settlement so that we can go after the banks and go after MERS itself.
I guess the only thing that I would kind of leaves me with is, you know, a lot of this stuff that you're pursuing is good, but, you know, people are still losing their homes now, and some of them won't be covered by this settlement. And, you know, how long do they have to wait?
Well, this is by no means a solution to everyone's problems. As I say, it's a down payment. The most important step, and the reason that we aggressively negotiated to get this in for New York, is to make sure that people at least have the right to a lawyer. There's some folks who just are in default, who are in foreclosure and are going to end up being foreclosed on. But we're going to do everything we can do to secure help for people. But the first thing is to stop foreclosures on people who really shouldn't be foreclosed on. I mean, that's the most egregious harm for folks who, because the banks pile up late fees and don't count payments accurately, have their their accounts look like they're in default when they're not. That's what you can stop when you have a lawyer. So we're going to move in to do that. And believe me, we're aware of the fact that this is just a down payment. This is one step on a long path towards accountability and justice. And we're going to keep moving down that path.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye.